Ain't me. If you're not feeling good, why don't you go see Doc Andrews?
Oh, Doc Andrews, a lot he can do.
Let me just give him a ring.
Don't you dare. I know just what he'll tell me, and I don't want to hear it. We're no spring chickens anymore. Well, maybe he isn't. I'm not going to pay Doc Andrews $5 just to tell me how old I am. And I'm not that old.
Of course you're not. But if you're not feeling good...
I feel fine. Don't be late for supper.
It's the Reader's Notebook for Thursday, December 14th, 2017. Today is the birthday of beloved American stage, film, and television actress Frances Bavier, born in a brownstone on Gramercy Park in New York in 1902. She is best known, of course, for her role of Aunt Bee on The Andy Griffith Show and Mayberry RFD from 1960 to 1970. Altogether, she logged 10 years in Mayberry, more than any other character. She won an Emmy Award for Outstanding Supporting Comedy Actress for the part in 1967. She had originally planned to become a teacher after attending Columbia University, but she was bitten by the showbiz bug early, first appearing in vaudeville and later moving to the Broadway stage. After graduating from the American Academy of Dramatic Arts in 1925, she was cast in the stage comedy The Poor Nut. Her big break came in the original Broadway production of On Borrowed Time in 1938. She later appeared with Henry Fonda in the play Point of No Return for 11 months, beginning in December 1951. Frances had roles in more than a dozen films, as well as playing a range of supporting roles on television. Career highlights include her turn as Mrs. Barley in the classic 1951 film The Day the Earth Stood Still. In 1957, she played Nora Martin, mother to Eve Arden's character on The Eve Arden Show. That same year, she guest-starred in the 8th episode of Perry Mason as Louise Marlowe in The Case of the Crimson Kiss. She appeared in an episode of Make Room for Daddy, which featured Andy Griffith as Andy Taylor and Ron Howard as Opie. She played a character named Henrietta Perkins. That episode led to The Andy Griffith Show, and Frances was cast in the new role of Aunt Bee. It's reported that she had a love-hate relationship with her famous role during the show's run. As a New York City actress, she felt her dramatic talents were often overlooked, yet after playing Bee for 8 seasons, she was the only original cast member to remain with the series in the spin-off, where she stayed on for 2 more years. In contrast to her character, Bavier was easily offended on the set, and the production staff took a very cautious approach when communicating with her. Series star Andy Griffith once admitted the two clashed sometimes during the series' long run. In an April 24, 1998 appearance on Larry King Live, Griffith said that she had phoned him 4 months before she died to apologize for being difficult. In 1972, she retired from acting and bought a home in Siler City, North Carolina. On choosing to live there instead of her native New York, she said, "I just fell in love with North Carolina and all its pretty roads and beautiful trees." She never married, and although she was somewhat awkward in one-on-one relationships, she was very generous at heart. She enthusiastically promoted the Christmas and Easter Seal societies from her Siler City home and often wrote inspirational letters to fans who had requested autographs. She died of a heart ailment 8 days before her 87th birthday. She left behind 14 cats and some worn furniture. Frances Bavier is buried in Oakwood Cemetery in Siler City. Her headstone includes the name Aunt Bee and the added inscription, "To live in the hearts of those left behind is not to die." I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for December 14th, 2017. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.